I like movies. You like movies. Let's get together, watch some new documentaries about Detroit, and then talk with the people who actually have the power to fix some of the stuff that's wrong with the city. There. That is the whole idea behind the Detroit Free Press Film Fest, which kicked off its first ever opening night with a line stretched for blocks around the Fillmore Theater. The first film? Packard, The Last Shift.
Depending upon who you believe, we're looking at, and I'll say this very slowly, 3.5 million square feet.
It's kind of scary. You don't know what you're going to find inside.
The movie is by Brian Kaufman. He's one of the Free Press's Emmy Award-winning film team. And like a lot of papers, the Free Press is trying to figure out how to still be around in 5, 10, 15 years. So this film fest is kind of an experiment. Can you get people organized and engaged with Detroit's economic issues using movies? Especially if those movies are by local filmmakers, you know, that they put an actual personal face on something as mammoth and industrial as the Packard, from the firefighters who have to go into this death trap.
It's an immediate and imminent threat to public safety.
To Detroiters themselves.
The building as it is, it represents the future, and it's nothing. So we need somebody to turn our nothing into something.
But the real experiment here doesn't even start until the film ends and the talking begins.
I'm going to bring up our panel. You really want to listen to more from Brian. You want to hear from Fernando and our other panelists.
The festival's panels are ideally geared towards getting at actual solutions. It is, for example, the first time the new Packard plant owner, Peruvian developer Fernando Palazuelo, has actually answered questions directly from a Detroit crowd. There's everything from, what's your plan, to, are you seriously going to live in the Packard plant, to, is there some website where I can apply to work for you?
No, not for the moment.
But there will be a website.
Yes.
So sort of hold on, and you'll hear about it.
Exactly. We are still doing our homework.
For filmmaker Brian Kaufman, the guy who made Packard The Last Shift, this kind of festival is better than just watching another movie about Detroit at home or online by yourself.
I think film is a great discussion tool. That's our goal, to do these projects that have value and meaning for Detroit, for Michigan, for the community, and getting people to see it, not just letting it die online, a slow death, you know, in a small video player, but actually premiering it and showing great work to people who otherwise would have no idea that it even exists.
But nobody is kidding themselves here either. Nobody is expecting to walk away from a film festival with all of the answers for approaching the Packard plant, much less Detroit as a whole.
And also the reality that this isn't in a couple of years. This is way down the road.
Amber Lenoski lives in Royal Oak. She came to the festival, she says, caring only so much about the Packard plant. But after seeing this movie and sticking around for the panel, she says she feels differently. She says, at least this is a start.
And that's worth something, you know, and it gives that seed of hope that's so needed.
I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.